All right, you're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, here with your host, Tim Sweeney. And on tonight's show, we have a very special guest here joining me in the studio who I'm very honored to have again, although it's been a while since
the
last time. But it's Steinsky here in the studio. Say hello.
Hi, everybody. How are you? What's going on?
I wanted to bring you in here because you were really the first person, I think, to introduce me to James Brown.
Oh, that's so nice. And I thought we were going to talk about Gerald Ford. No. Yes, absolutely. James Brown. And happy to have done it also. Obviously, I'm a big fan from way back and raising my voice here in the orgy of James Brown memory that is going on worldwide.
But, you know, no... Nothing wrong with that.
No, man. A great American musician and composer. I mean, no fooling. I mean, really, right up there. Really right up there. We're up there with Ellington. It's certainly an honor to be here and very flattering that you asked me to bring a bunch of stuff. So I started thinking about this when you said, why not come on and let's do some stuff about James Brown. I started thinking, well, probably a lot of the people that have heard the show, that are listening to the show, have heard stuff in clubs, played James Brown. Fabulous. Amazing records. Absolutely great.
Right.
And very high fidelity and studio recordings. Whereas there is a vast volume of live stuff that James has done. And I think it's worth taking a look at because you won't hear it in clubs. It's most of the fidelity is not that great. Some of it you might have heard in clubs. One or two of the cuts were huge linchpins of hip hop back in the day. And I also have a surreptitiously obtained copy of James Brown and the JBs live September 74 in Zaire. At the Rumble in the Jungle fight, the Foreman Ali thing from the film, from the Foreman Ali film When We Were Kings. And that's really good too. We have the band with Fred and Maceo and Jabbo Starks and Clyde Stubblefield. And there's also the band with Bootsy and Catfish and those guys. So I thought, let's play a bunch of that stuff. Plus, it also opens the door to the fact that James Brown was one of the amazing groove musicians, that he could just maintain these grooves. Now, people are not surprised when they think of Fela in this respect. Yeah, man, he did like this song 20 minutes long. James was the inspiration for that, I would have to say. And he could some of these things just morph and transmute as you listen to them, and they are gorgeous and wonderful and amazing when you listen to all the pieces fit together and realize that a lot of these things were head arrangements out of James just standing in front of the band going, well, let's try it, you play this and you play that, and everybody else will kind of fit in there, and he would come up with lyrics and there we are, you know, off to the races.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was an amazing show. I mean, this was a guy who was on the road between 200 and 300 days a year for most of his life.
Crazy.
So the bands were incredibly tight, amazingly well-rehearsed, which is why his records were so good, because the band would go in and play something that they'd already played 500, 600, 700 times to screaming people, and they knew how to do it.
Or he'd fine the people for mistakes.
Yes, and he'd fine people for mistakes. And also, he also fudged a little bit. Like here, live at the Apollo Volume 2, I think there's a lot of crowd noise that was added and some studio stuff with crowd noise or overdubs. And I think there's some overdubs on the Live in Paris record. But nonetheless, exactly. I give the man his due. The stuff's amazing no matter how it was done. Turned out a couple of months ago, I found out that one of my favorite Ellington cuts was a fake live cut. So there you go. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah. I think it's okay to.
Exactly. All right. So,
all right. Well, let's get started and play some stuff. And then.
Yeah.
Well, what do you what do we have coming up?
Well, right? Let's see. I think we're going to play the intro. It's kind of classic. The intro from the Zaire, from the Zaire set. You should also know that the Zaire thing is kind of woogity in many ways, technically and digitally, and also the copy that I got it from has little bits chopped out, so some of the songs start kind of funny. So you got to give it a little bit of room. But we're right now we're only going to listen to the opening, and then we're gonna segue into "Ain't It Funky Now" from a concert at the Olympia Theater in Paris in 1971. So we're going from Zaire in 74 to Paris in 71. The Paris in 71 cut is Bootsy, Catfish, a number of other wonderful people. I mean, we'll recap some of the bands when we finish this. This is going to be a wonderful lengthy set with some great long groovy things from various theaters, the Apollo Theater in Dallas. It'll be really great. Trust me. So we'll start off with that and then we'll hustle.
All right. All right. Let's do it. Here we go. Beats and Space here with Steinsky doing a little James Brown special.
Right about here, let's give a big round of applause to Mr. Fred Wesley and the mighty J.B.
Thank you. Right about here, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. Because right now, I just simply want to ask you just one thing. Are you ready for the Godfather? Are you ready for Soul Brother number one? Then thank you, because this man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. This man will freeze your knees. This man will make you sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of a young man that's gonna come out here doing it on his good foot, because he's got a bag of his own with some ants in the pants, and he's gonna make it sexy, 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 sexy. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of a young man says, I don't know karate, but I know Caesar. If you will, let's all welcome the world godfather of soul, Soul Brother number one, James Brown.
All right. ladies and gentlemen. Hit me! while I do the boogaloo. We'll be right back. good myself. Now look here, there's something else I like to say right here. Look here, now I want everybody to get together. Now when I tell you to say one, I want you to say it as loud as you can. Now look here, if you ain't got enough soul, let me know and I'll loan you some. Well, I got soul of fun. All right, everybody say one. Come on, take two. Good God, get it.
feeling. I need your feeling. I need your feeling.
I wanna be a lovely. you got the feel. Give it to me. Let me have it. Come on. Baby. 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 Augusta, GA. Down there, we have a good time. We don't talk. Ha. We all get together any type of weather, and then we do the camel walk.
James Brown. Ah! do you feel all right? Said, do you feel all right? Feel pretty good myself. Look here. Now I got a little groove maker. Something I'd like to do. Since we're here, we might as well get the best out of it. If it's all night, it's all right. Look here. You ready, band? Dancers, you ready? You ready, audience? All right. You ready, flames? You ready again? Now we got a little thing we call a little groove maker. But we say a few little words and get you to repeat after. And then we get together and do it together. Building, is you ready? Because we're going to tear you down. I hope the building can stand all the soul, because the show got a lot coming on. Get it. 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 Hey, man, be cool. All right. Now, this is the way it goes. Listen to me, let me say it two or three times and then we'll go together. Now listen to this. Say, hey, hey, I feel all right, hit it, Now listen to me, let me do it now, let me put the thing on you and then we'll get together. Yeah. All right, keep it mellow. Hey, hey, I feel all right, one time, Listen to me. Hey, hey. Feel alright. You got it? I'll go one more time so I make everything mellow. Hey, hey, I feel alright. Three times. You got it now. You got it? Alright, we'll go together. Come on. Hey, hey, I feel alright. One time. I'll be. All right, come on now. All right, come on, brother. Hey, hey, I feel all right. Hit it. He got something else on his mind, eh? You know, you want me to hurry up and get off the stage so you can go home, you dig it? Come on now, brother, stay with me. Don't leave me here. Yeah, don't take all this groove away. Ready now? Come on. I'll be. Yeah, bring it on, man, because I can get away. Come on. Come on. Hey, hey, I feel all right. You ain't gonna do right now. Hey, hey, I feel all right. Two times. A man gotta get his extra thing in there. But you just go and hit it about 5 or 6 times and be cool. Come on. Hey, hey, three times. I feel all right. Come on. Four times. Hey, hey. I feel all right. Hit it. Yeah. Now we're together. Let's go. You ready now? I'm mellow as I can be. Come on. Hey, hey. One time. I feel all right. Let me in. Two times. Hey, hey. I feel all right. Look at me. Hey, hey. I feel all right. Come on. Look at me. Four times. Hey, hey. I feel all right. Hit it. You got it for yourself. Come on. Hey, hey. I feel all right. One time. Now you got it. Put it up.
Get back! Get back! Get back! Get back! came back.
Hit me back.
Make me.
with you, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on with you, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Where I'm coming from, took a kitty, look at him.
jump on the train when I'm out of sight. Just check yourself. Say, yeah, you're right. Don't jump on the train when I'm out of sight. You gotta check yourself, brother. Say, yeah, you're right. Don't fall on the ground. You gotta get down, 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 down. Let me tell you one more time. Don't fall on the ground. You gotta get down.
night long. Girl out here, the hot paint soon. Take your business, baby, all night long. Get down.
Stop the walking.